It's Monday, May 19th, 2025, and it's time for KBPI's Evening News. I'm Simon Lopez. And first up, the Trump administration's 2026 budget proposal calls for the elimination of the National Endowment for the Arts, which provides funding to art institutions nationwide. Some organizations, including one on the Kenai Peninsula, were notified earlier this month that their endowment grants have been terminated. As KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports, the loss of funding could have ripple effects on the art community beyond the Kenai Peninsula.
The Bunnell Street Arts Center in Homer was notified earlier this month that its already approved $25,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts was canceled. The center hosts a number of programs and art exhibits, including those featuring indigenous and international artists. The Arts Center was one of many around the country to receive a funding termination email after President Trump proposed eliminating the endowment. The notice laid out the new administration's endowment priorities, which include supporting tribal communities and making America healthy again, among other initiatives.
What we do with these funds actually meets those priorities in a very deep way.
That's Asia Freeman, the Bunnell Street Arts Center artistic director. She says the grant was going to be used for the center's 2026 Artist in Residency program.
Not only are we focused on reflecting the nation's rich artistic heritage through our residency programs and showing what a rich diversity of heritages that is through a wide variety of media, we also do this in partnership with tribal organizations. And in so doing, we are working hard to make America healthy again.
While federal dollars make up only about 5% of the Art Center's overall funding, Freeman says the cut is still a hit to the Artist in Residency program, which hosts artists from around the world. She says the money not only provides visiting artists a stipend, it helps leverage additional Art Center funding from private foundations and individuals. Now that the grant has been canceled, Freeman says the time she put into planning and grant writing feels like a wasted effort.
It's a lot of labor down the drain, you know? I don't want to say it's lost, but it feels a little bit like a house fire where what you have is the foundation, right? It's how you do things. It's the values that you bring to it.
And this isn't the only National Endowment for the Arts funding cut the center's had to deal with. It recently received an early termination notice for another $25,000 grant used to fund this year's Artist in Residency program. They now have less time than planned to use that money. Other Alaska institutions, like the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka, have also been hit by the endowment's funding cuts. But despite cuts, Freeman says the Bunnell Street Arts Center plans to continue its Artist in Residency program. She says they'll now rely more on their network of donors and fundraising.
We're just going to be putting our heads down and continuing to do the work that we do. But it's exhausting. It's demoralizing. It's just a waste of resources, in my view.
Freeman says the Bunnell Street Arts Center works to build community by giving people a safe space to create and engage with others. She says that'll continue despite funding cuts. In Kenai, I'm Hunter Morrison.
And Homer's Johnny B. returns to the Porcupine Theater to perform live piano for Charlie Chaplin's 1925 silent film The Gold Rush, set to cover the 1896 gold rush in Alaska and the Canada-Yukon Territory. KBPI's Emily Springer has more.
This Wednesday will be the second occasion Homer's Porcupine Theater hosts John Bushell, commonly known as Johnny B., to play live music for The Gold Rush, written, produced, directed, and starring Charlie Chaplin. The idea for the Homer production originated from owner Susanna Webster, who approached Bushell before the theater even opened, and he immediately agreed.
I've played music behind films for years. I just love doing it. And so I spent about 2 weeks looking at every aspect of the film, looking at where it goes so I would be really comfortable with it. And I didn't write anything in particular except little snippets of a melody, just a line that'll get me started. If the scene is more slapstick, I would give it a pitter-patter rhythm and a really light-hearted approach in the right hand. If it's a love scene, of course I play something in a romantic vein. So I have, while I'm on stage with the piano, I'm looking at, I have probably 15 pages of mostly empty bar lines, but simple, just notes. And that's what I follow. And so I am watching the screen at all times. And when it comes to a switch, then I'm moving along and turning my pages. And that's what I had to prepare to make sure all those pages are in order.
Though this film is only showing for one more night, Bushell is exploring the possibility of some others that he might like to accompany at the theater. In particular, he mentioned an Alfred Hitchcock, Jack the Ripper story, and Buster Keaton, also an American actor and filmmaker from the 1920s. As Bushell mentions, the timing for the Chaplin film is perfect because 2025 is the 100th anniversary of the film. Bushell describes a bit more of Chaplin's personal history. He came to the United States from London, England, though many of his films focused on the European history of the time.
Charlie Chaplin liked this film the most, and he does consider it his favorite. It's his most lighthearted of all his films. The others, which come later in his life, 10 years later, you have Modern Times, you have The Dictator, and the political scene at that time, he was jabbing at Hitler with The Dictator, and he was jabbing at, capitalism, at where the country was going with Modern Times. And so he, back in the days where they were very worried of communist takeover.
Bushell described some of the filming components of the show and how the settings influenced his musical choices.
He filmed the opening scene, climbing up the Chilkoot Pass. He filmed that in Truckee, California. And they used 600 extras. And that was the only scene in the whole movie that was done outside of the studio. Because most everything is done, you know, in a dance hall, in a cabin, or there's the infamous teetering cabin that was definitely done in the studio. It's such a fun film. And so I have fun. Anytime there's a storm, I get to just zip up and down the keyboard and in a minor key because it's impending danger. Then when the heroine Georgia is, anytime she's shown, I go into a nice E flat major 7, which is such a love chord. And I play with that.
Next up for Bushell's summer agenda is his personal Rhythm of the North show that will play at both the Porcupine and Pier 1 Theater. The Porcupine opening takes place on June 11th and is described as a journey over majestic mountains and breathtaking glacial valleys, all through the eyes of an eagle. The live performance includes a segment about the life cycle of salmon and a visual and musical reminder of the grandeur of ice fields and glaciers. Bushell has been performing Rhythm of the North for approximately 15 years, and a clip of it is available, as well as many of his other performances, including the Gold Rush, on his website at alaskajohnnyb.com. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM Seward, through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org.